While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Where does one find consistent conservatism? Let us think. You don't have to think too hard. Let me just break it to you here, okay? All right. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back, Joe Gigante, your Rick of the Joe, here with you on this Thursday, recapping the disaster that was this press conference last night. But look, we got to go deeper than that. But here's the question he asked. It's pretty early in the Q&A after he did his opening salvo. He actually kind of came back to this once or twice as well, in addition to the two themes he kept hitting on. I've done more than anyone else. And then this one, cut number two.
I did not anticipate that there'd be such a stalwart effort to make sure that the most important thing was that President Biden didn't get anything done. Think about this. What are Republicans for? What are they for? Name me one thing they're for.
So he really thought that was a good diversion. Tell me what again, I'm a conservative. I have not identified as Republican for ages and ages and ages. But I can tell you what they do stand for in terms of their platform and what conservative philosophy is built on, which is liberty, individual freedom, limited government, the rule of law, a strong defense or peace through strength, whichever you want to call it, fiscal responsibility, free markets unencumbered by the government, and the respect for human dignity. A defense in a recognition of people's Second Amendment rights, freedom of speech. I mean, I could go on and on, but Joe, did you really think nobody could answer what one was? Now, he also did get to what the real problem is, because, look, he said he didn't expect these Republicans to just fight them, thought they'd just roll over. But in cut number 13, he really addresses the real problem in these 12 months that he's had.
Did you ever think that one man out of office could intimidate an entire party where they're unwilling to take any vote contrary to what he thinks should be taken for fear of being defeated in a primary? I've had 5 Republican senators talk to me, bump into me, quote unquote, or sit with me, who've told me that they agree with whatever I'm talking about for them to do. But Joe, if I do it, I'm going to defeat it in a primary.
Okay, if Mitt Romney's one of the 5, it's totally disqualified. I mean, let's be clear. But it's all Trump's fault. He really is Obama 2.0. Remember Obama? It's all Bush's fault. We inherited this problem, and we can't handle it. And now you got Biden. It's all Trump. Well, I don't know. I mean, you seem to be in fear of him as well. But look, the questioning got really interesting when Peter Doocy and James Rosen, by the way, used to be with Fox, now with Newsmax. First, I'm gonna do Peter Doocy first. Cut number 22. Peter, and you know, for those that didn't watch it, because I'm watching the feeds on my email and text messages and on Facebook, and one person put on Facebook, who could watch it? I did something more fun. I chewed on tinfoil and rubbed sandpaper on my forehead. Yeah, I know. Look, I have to do this for a living. I had to watch it. But prior to Ducey, almost every reporter got a question and 2 to 3 to 4 follow-up questions. Biden jokes with him about, you know, and he says, I've got a whole binder, because I'm sure you do. And he gets one question and they immediately move on. Here's the question.
Why are you trying so hard in your first year to pull the country so far to the left?
Well, I'm not. I don't know what you consider to be too far to the left. If in fact, we're
look
talking
in the mirror,
about making sure that we had the money for COVID, making sure we had the money to put together the bipartisan infrastructure, making sure we were able to provide for those things that in fact would significantly reduce the burden on working class people, but make them, they have to continue to work hard. I don't know how that is pointed to the left.
And therein lies the problem. I saw this morning, you know, they do those deals on television. You can watch as he speaks, and they have a line for Republican or conservatives, Republicans, a line for liberals and Democrats, and then a line for independents. And as he spoke, the line for independents and Republicans went, I mean, dropped like a rock into failing grades. He did okay with Democrats on that one, but you'd expect as much. But I honestly think he doesn't realize how ridiculous his agenda items are, because he's completely out of touch. He gets talks about that, too. But here's James Rosen, which what I think has got to be the best question of the entire press conference, although I don't think that Joe Biden felt the same way. Cut number 24.
I'd like to raise a delicate subject, but with utmost respect for your life accomplishments and the high office you hold. A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found 49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Wow. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
Well, so the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me
that wasn't my question,
is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea.
Now, he waxed on for like 8 minutes on one question, kept saying, well, I'm going to wrap up because I'm saying too long. But that one, I have no idea. I could, again, Joe, if you'd like, I can give you a list. Just like I can give you a list of what conservatives stand for. All right, let's get to the phones. Franco and Grand Marsh, you were up first this morning. What is your one word?
In one word, dazed. But I'd like to say, Joe, if I was offered 3 words, it would be dazed and confused.
I think all of that qualifies. Thank you, Franco. As always, a good start to it. So dazed, and if you can go over 3... I mean, that's kind of like a Democratic thing, right? You know, I gave you one, you wanted 3. No, I'm just kidding. But dazed and confused. All right, Megan in Kakana, you're up next. What is your one word to describe Joe Biden's press conference?
Oh, well, I will use one as best I can. He is an embarrassment. And, it's a shame. Our country needs Trump back soon. I know that's more than one word.
No,
I apologize.
Well, that's okay, because you gave the one word, and the follow-up is in why. I mean, you're allowed to do that part. Now, was there anything, and I'm not being facetious here. Was there anything you heard yesterday that gave you any pause to say, well, okay, yeah, I mean, I guess I agree with that, or that makes sense, or was it just a complete loss to you?
Well, I'd say he was more coherent in this. And that's sad to say, than most of his recent pressers, if you'll call them pressers. However, he had some fumbling, stumbling, plenty of those moments. So it's alarming. I would say it should be alarming to anybody that lives in Estados Unidos, is a citizen of our country legally. This is a very alarming world we're living in right now. And we really need someone to lead our country, especially at the moment we're in right now. We've got a lot of things going on, as we all know. COVID's one thing, but, you know, we've got the border crisis, inflation, gas prices outrageous. I mean, the list goes on and on. And if
Biden
had just left things alone, I think he could absolutely be saying and toting that he has been doing a great job. But when he says he's the only president that's gotten, I don't know, I can't remember his exact
No president has done as much in the first year as he has. That's his claim.
I mean, what has he done? What the hell has he, I'm sorry to swear, but what the heck has he done?
Well,
what has the man done but go to Delaware and hide in his, I mean, I really am, I'm lost. That one is like a big-ass lie. Sorry, guys.
Come on. Got to keep it PG.
He's different. They got to be crazy to believe that. I mean, you'd have to be stupid.
Well, and look.
Sorry to say, but it's truth.
No, look, I agree. And I share the passion. Now, here's my caveat. Trying to figure out how he could be telling the truth. I think he's telling the truth that he doesn't think anyone's done as much as he has in the first year. But what he's not telling you is no one has done as much damage in the first year as he has. I think that's... I think that's...
You might be onto it.
Yeah, there we get the qualification, Megan. I appreciate the call. You have a great day. Look, but she makes great points. First of all, it is scary. And, I mean, I'm having fun with it because I'm a person that thinks you have to laugh a little even when times are tough because that's how you get through it. But what we saw on display, let me tell you something. And we're going to get into the Ukraine thing here in just a moment. But I can tell you one thing he did not accomplish. He did not project any sense of strength whatsoever. And that's a big problem. Because not only do you, and by the way, I meant to tell Megan, she brought up inflation. According to him in the press conference, that's COVID's fault also. So wait, do we get to blame China for inflation then? I don't think he made those connections, but we can. But he talked about the big, you know, I mean, you talk about around the world, you have the whole debate over what's going on with the Ukraine. And it was stunning, even to the left. I mean, I watched a bunch of the Post coverage, and they were kind of beside themselves. Now, he had another Gaston moment when he was asked about what will happen, you know, what's the deal. So cut number 7, here he's trying to talk tough, talk big. This is what he had to say about if Putin invades Ukraine.
And given how ineffective sanctions have been in deterring Putin in the past, why should the threat of new sanctions give him pause?
Well, because he's never seen sanctions like the ones I promised will be imposed.
He was quivering like corn pop. Now, but the funny thing, if you want to, the ironic thing about that, is he said, look, this is going to be bad. We're going to make it hurt. We're going to stick it to Putin. Man, he campaigned on that, right? He's not best friends with Putin like Donald Trump is. But then cut number 8, a mere 20 seconds later, he said this about Putin and the Ukraine.
And so I think what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does.
Oh.
It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and
little
they
invasion.
End up having to fight about what to do and not do, et cetera. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia.
Okay, so did you catch that part? If it's a little invasion, kind of like our southern border, right? I mean, I don't know. What exactly is the incursion versus the invasion? Because I'm pretty sure that if Russian troops enter Ukraine, where they've already annexed part of the Ukraine, I'm spitballing here, but I think people are going to be a little bit upset about that. And, I mean, look, when you have Nora O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan, both CBS reporters, kind of scratching their head going, what? Cut 31, you know the guy's got to be in pretty bad shape.
President spoke about consequences for Russia, but then he said it's one thing if it's a minor incursion. What did that mean?
Nora, Russia's going to pounce on that phrase during diplomatic talks, which are set to begin Friday, because this could be interpreted as minimizing the type of attack or putting limits on what the U.S. may do. The president seemed to be trying to say that the U.S. will alter its response depending on the scale and the scope of Russian aggression, which could be a cyber attack or seizing territory or an invasion.
Over at CNN, equally, they're a little bit surprised. Cut 32.
Were Biden's remarks interpreted there as a less than
Tapper.
Wholehearted warning to Putin to not invade?
Well, I mean, that's an understatement. I mean, they watched those remarks, I think with horror. One Ukrainian official who I've been in close contact with while this marathon press conference is underway said that he was, I'm quoting here, shocked that President Biden would give a green light to Vladimir Putin in this way.
That's Larry Chance. That's Matthew Chance. Larry Chance is with the Urals. Matthew Chance, senior international correspondent for CNN. He went on to say that Kiev is stunned at what went down. Do you think it's okay? Just a minor incursion. And again, I'm not into the world building thing and fighting wars all over the world. But to make that statement, you might as well have just told Vladimir Putin, hey, go for it. Matter of fact, what am I saying? He did say that to Vladimir Putin. He, in fact, said it in the press conference. He said, well, look, I mean, he's got to do something, right? Cut number 10.
And so I'm not so sure that he has David, I'm not so sure he has is certain what he's going to do. My guess is he will move in. He has to do something.
I mean, if you're going to be in a war, you kind of have to do something, right? This is what's passing for leadership. Oh, yeah, we're in a bad, bad position right now. I've said it, I will say it again. We're witnessing the systematic deconstruction of our republic in real time. And it can't be allowed to continue.
The Regular Joe Show.